Behind the heavy steel doors at the Bexar County Jail, a handful of women in the Mothers and Their Children program sit together at a table, talking, perhaps sharing stories of their children. At other times, they may be reading to each other or alone on one of their new e-readers from Bibliotech.
I never liked reading. I've always hated it, and now I love it.
The mother of three boys, Pamela Rios, is reading her own books and children's books to prepare for her next visit with her children, who are welcomed into the jail and into their mother's arms every other Thursday.
My one-year-old, like, sits on my lap, and he'll be there, and he'll be touching the screen, poking the buttons, and the button, you know, it'll come out saying the words for him and stuff. With my nine-year-old, he reads it. And then afterwards, he's like, okay, Mom, ask me questions so I can show to you that I read it. Then my 15-year-old will be there helping me out with the both of the kids.
The e-reader program is another part of the Match initiative that has been copied in Austin and other cities since it was started here in 1984. Bexar County recently made a change in the program that officials believe will increase its efficacy. Jail programs manager Aida Negron says last fall, Match participants were removed from the general population of the jail and placed together in their own dorm.
They needed to support one another because they were all mothers and they were all going through the same program. But it's also accountability. They don't know what each other's doing if they're separated. So when they come together and they say, hey, you know, you're talking like this, you're saying that you did this, and say, you know, you say you're being honest, but look what you're doing in the unit.
And the average age of children with an incarcerated parent is 8 years old, and 22% of these children are under the age of three.
At the recent commemoration marking the 30th year of Match, Sheriff Susan Pomerleau cited a cost-benefits analysis that shows Match graduates had a 13.5% lower rearrest rate than those who dropped out. Pomerleau believes the introduction of e-readers will thrust the program into a higher level of success.
Oh, we've seen it just in that way. We're in an electronic world. The interactive e-readers and whether it's a smartphone or those kinds of things, this is a way that a parent can help their children and not be behind.
Like the other mothers, Rios has been assigned to read Screen-Free Parenting for her parenting skills class. She says she's seen improvements in her nine-year-old's reading skills, but her long-term goal with Match is to change her life.
I'm thankful I got into it because it's been nice. I don't like jail. I don't, but this program, I will recommend it to any mom that comes in here because if you need to change your life, it'll help you.
Bexar County has a similar program for men called Papas and Their Children, or PATCH. But officials say the nature of women going to jail is more disruptive for the family and especially for the children who may have to stay with relatives or go to foster homes. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.